In this bulletin, Qantas apologises for sacking 1,800 workers during the pandemic after a landmark fine. A man escapes a shark attack on New South Wales' far north coast. And in cricket, Beau Webster admits he has to keep proving himself to stay in the Australian side for this summer's Ashes series. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Qantas has apologised to more than 1,800 workers it illegally sacked after the federal court ordered it to pay a $90 million fine today. In a statement, the airline acknowledges today's judgment, holds it accountable for actions that caused real harm to employees. The penalty follows an unsuccessful High Court appeal by the airline after the federal court previously ruled the outsourcing of workers was designed to curb union bargaining power in wage negotiations. Outside court, former Qantas worker Don Dixon says the mass sacking was traumatic, and he hopes the company's CEO, Vanessa Hudson, will learn from the ruling.
This is a great result for us, and we now look forward to the courts closing this in the near future, and we can all put this behind us and move on. And I hope Vanessa Hudson's listening and she changes the way she treats her staff.
Ms. Hudson replaced Alan Joyce as CEO of Qantas in 2023. Beaches including Cabarita and nearby Norrie's Cove are closed today on New South Wales' far coast after a shark attack. A surfer encountered a shark who bit his board almost in half while he was sitting on it at Norrie's Head Beach this morning. Surf Life Saving New South Wales says the surfer was not physically injured. There are unconfirmed reports a great white shark was spotted by a drone in the area soon after. A 16-year-old boy was bitten by a shark at the same area in late June. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese denies his move in recent weeks to recognise a Palestinian state was premature. Speaking to Sky News, Mr. Albanese says no one has been able to come up with a better plan leading toward peace.
For the people who are saying this is the wrong direction, they need to come up with an alternative pathway, because quite clearly, at the moment, it is not providing for peace. And the idea that you just relocate an entire nation, which some have suggested, is obviously not tenable.
It comes as Senator Jackie Lambie calls on the United Nations to send peacekeepers to Gaza to ensure humanitarian aid can reach residents amid growing concern over reports of starvation and malnutrition. In a statement to SBS, she says establishing a protective corridor for food aid would bring immediate relief, not interfere with much hoped-for peace talks. Ahead of tomorrow's economic roundtable, the Productivity Commission's chair says policies that come from it could have a major impact on life for younger generations. Commission Chair and economist Danielle Wood says regulation has not adequately addressed challenges in competition, climate change and housing affordability for millennials and younger generations in particular. She told the National Press Club, Australians born in the 1990s are the first generation not to earn more than people born the decade before.
People of that generation, now in their 30s, have struggled to buy a house because policy choices have contributed to house prices growing much faster than incomes for the best part of three decades.
A three-day economic roundtable will run from tomorrow in Canberra, with governments, union representatives and experts all contributing. The shape of the next Tasmanian government will be decided when its parliament resumes tomorrow. The state's Liberal and Labor parties have been courting independent MPs since the snap July 19 election, which was triggered by a no-confidence motion in Liberal Premier Jeremy Rockliffe. Meanwhile, Tasmanian Labor leader Dean Winter is condemning a recently announced independent review into the scandal-plagued local salmon industry.
This industry's already had a long-term review a few years ago through the Legislative Council. They've had a Senate review. We know what this industry is and we know how important it is to regional Tasmania.
To sport now, and in cricket, all-rounder Beau Webster says his early season Sheffield Shield form will determine whether he keeps his spot in the Australian Test team ahead of this summer's Ashes series. The 31-year-old Tasmanian has played all seven Test matches for Australia since he was picked to make his debut against India in January. But with younger rival Cameron Green set to be fully healthy again and some confusion about the composition of Australia's batting lineup. There's set to be lots of pressure on Webster to retain his place in the team for the series against England, which starts on November the 21st in Perth. Webster says he just has to keep proving himself on the field.
I suppose, you know, when you're at the top level, there's only one way you can go, and that's out of the team. There's not many places you can go higher than that. So, you know, it's about runs and wickets again, like it is for any cricketer. We've got, you know, three or four Shield games to play before the team gets picked, and I'll be looking to try and win some games in Tasmania.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS newsroom.